This is the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's a good one today. What really happens at a Hindu life drawing class? And the big one, Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell pull some Christmas crackers, X-rated ones on the show. They've never seen a Christmas cracker in their lives because they're American. So enjoy. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Someone's been to the sausage bar.
Right, get this. So downstairs at the canteen, they're calling it a sausage bar today, right?
This has just appeared out of nowhere today.
Yeah, I was like, I'll go have a little bit of lunch, and there's sort of a poster for it saying today is sausage bar.
Tuesday bar. Sausage bar.
Yeah, but not a bar,
not
right?
A bar.
It's a bit like when you go to that phone shop, and they call that a bar there as well.
Yeah.
You know, where all the...
All the geniuses are.
Geniuses live, right? Not a bar.
Not a bar.
Like, stop calling things bars that aren't. That was not a sausage. What is a sausage bar anyway? Like,
oh, when I was in Bristol at the weekend, I saw a wood-fired pizza bar. It's not a bar. There's no drinks.
Stop calling it a bar. It's more like a festival down there. A fest, if you will.
A sausage fest,
yes.
That's what it should be called. Redo the sign. It was probably, what was it, just like some Microsoft Word document. Anyway,
oh,
laminated.
Simple as clip art.
Yeah. Hello. Oh! Yesterday on the show, we heard from Roisin. Now, she was quite into this guy she'd met online, and they were chatting loads. His name was Kieran. They did actually go on a date, and she was like, this guy is good, you know, like fancied him.
Ticked boxes, didn't it? 6'4".
6'4".
Successful, like, apparently.
Had his own companies. He was a tailor. But then he just stopped the contact one day with no explanation. And we know by now on this show that's not a nice thing to do. Totally ghosted Roisin. So we got the Ghostbusters back to work again. She could tell he'd read the messages as well. He just wasn't replying. He just went completely silent on her. So we did that awkward thing where we called up the person that is the ghoster and asked why he ghosted the ghostie. And it was well awkward. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. I wonder if you can help me. My name is Scott Mills. I'm calling from Radio 1. You still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. So we have been speaking to this girl who I think you went on a date with.
Okay.
And her name is Roisin. Hang on, here she is. Have a chat.
Hi.
Hi, Roisin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So we want to know why we not went on a date.
Yeah.
Oh God. She just wants to be talked through it.
Well, you were great crack, great date. I think it was just the distance, me being in London, you potentially going to Australia. I can't afford the air miles.
Okay. Could you not have just told me that?
Yeah, that's my bad.
Just ignoring me?
After the show, for hours yesterday, I was getting messages going, cannot cope on Twitter. The whole thing is available to hear when you want on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, which you'll find on the BBC iPlayer radio app. Take that with you. Listen to choice bits of Radio 1 and listen to us live. You don't need to, like, when you get out of the car, it doesn't stop there. When you get out of the office, get the app, the free app, BBC iPlayer radio app, get Radio 1 on there and you will not miss a second. I want to do some more of these Ghostbuster calls, by the way. So if you have been ghosted by someone that you thought it was going really well with, send me an email with the details and their number.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
This ghosting thing is really common, you know. Nathan's been on saying, hey, I think I hold some kind of record. Correct me if I'm wrong. I've been ghosted 6 times.
Whoa.
6. He says, I'm beginning to think I've got some sort of problem. No, it's the other people with the problem.
That's a lot of ghosts to encounter, though, although that's kind of how it happens, isn't it? Some people see them more than others.
Nathan says, one guy I was dating for 4 months, we bought a Christmas tree together and everything.
Aww.
He says, it's tragic. Please make light of this appalling situation. Nathan, I've got you, it's fine. Emily's been on. I was dating a guy in the Navy for like 3 months, met the parents, hung out all the time, then completely ignored me. Totally ghosted and still hasn't blocked me on any social media or deleted me. Emily from Lincoln.
Yeah.
It's happening a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Let's call these people out. Email me. Get in touch with Ghostbusters. This is Radio 1.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm Scott Mills. Do I smell a bit beefy today?
A little bit beefy?
Yeah.
I
bought my own lunch in today, but went to the gym earlier. So the clothes I'm wearing now have been next to the beef lunch in my bag all day. What I'll do is I'll spray some more voodoo for you to mask the smell.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
You are a little bit beefy now you mention it.
Is it tomato and beef?
Because normally...
That's what it is. Normally, tomatoey beef.
Well, mad that you've been cooking so much recently, but fair play. But
I did it again last night.
Also, like, when we have guests in, you often pride yourself on your smell.
Yeah.
And you make a real point of it as well. Like, it's spray up in front of
meaty.
Guests.
You know when BO gets to the point where it smells like meat, though?
Oh, gross.
So I don't want you to think that it's that. You know what I mean, though? BO can go past the point of BO where it's just, like, it smells like beef. But that's not what I've got. It's, I have beef
it's
in
actual
my
beef.
Yeah, so... Do it. A little spray of the voodoos there. Oh, sorry, everyone. Oh, that's left a real cloud.
That's really clouding.
It's clouding up.
Oh, oh,
I can't even see the clock.
The problem is we're in a studio. There's not. It doesn't feel like air gets out of here, really.
Sorry, everyone. That'll be good in 5 minutes.
It's full on.
Right, the script's coming up, and also brand new Jay Huss, Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell on this show after three. We met them last week. I'm going to be honest with you. We're struggling to find that much we can use on the radio. But we'll provide an uncut video at some point. Two of Hollywood's biggest stars, imagine it, sat opposite each other, multi-millionaires, having to open up quite rubbish British Christmas crackers, which they don't have in America.
I wasn't aware of this. So when we had the idea, I was like, gee, it'd be quite funny to see them doing this. But then someone said that in America, crackers aren't really a thing, which is crazy. It's Christmas.
I know, because they're so good, not.
Ah, it's not about them being good or not. They're a tradition.
Yeah, they are, but they are rubbish.
A lot of big traditions.
You can see
in
why
UK
people
are rubbish.
You can see why people from another country would be like, "Do you actually do that on Christmas Day and enjoy it?" Anyway, so we got these two guys. Like, really bad gifts are falling out of the crackers. It's Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell, and there's some naff trivia in there, and there's some really cringe jokes. But it made them react like this.
Hold on, come on.
Oh, that's a wrap. We're supposed to go.
Well, so what? They stopped filming a long time ago. None of this is usable. But we're having fun.
It was fun, to be fair. We're going to bring it to you 3:10 today. We thought, let's get something proper festive on and something proper British.
Mm.
So two of the biggest stars in the world opening Christmas crackers with some suspect jokes and naff trivia in just after three.
Scott Mills.
Over the weekend, Chris's girlfriend was on a hen do, and during that hen do, she took part in a... Well, no, she didn't take part in. She witnessed a life drawing class.
Well, she did. She did take part. She was
wasn't the nude one.
No, she wasn't the subject of the art.
But she did take part.
But she was the artist.
So, one of the artists, because it was a lot of girls on the hen do.
But this was my point. They're not artists. It's a hen do. They're hiding behind the art here, saying it's classy.
Yeah.
Whereas we all know what's going on.
Right, they might as well have just hired a guy that's pretending to be a policeman and gets his truncheon out. Right? Same. But no, it's classy because it's art.
Yeah, exactly.
It's exactly the same. So this naked dude rocks up and they all draw him. Amy, you've had this experience as well, haven't you?
Yes, I have, on my hen weekend.
Oh, it was on yours?
Yeah, on my hen weekend.
Okay, so it was arranged for you. Can you talk me through it at all?
So we arrived at this hotel in Bath. It was a really lovely hotel. And my friends dressed me up with like a artist-y, you know, beret and apron and paintbrushes.
Oh, like classy. A real artist, yeah.
Yeah, real artist. Walked into this room. A couple of the girls went off to the toilet and they came back screaming because there was a man in there oiling himself up. We all sat down in like a horseshoe shape. The tutor started explaining about how to draw the form, and then out walked the male model.
Did you just call it the form?
The form.
Yeah, the form.
That's a new way.
Right. Oh, that's actually a very handy word. I'm going to write that down so I can use it, because often I have to describe that kind of thing, and I'm stuck for words, but I'm now going to call them the form.
Now, when the subject of the drawing came out, did you all giggle? Or what was it? Or was it like a serious art class?
No, we all looked at each other in disbelief because it was just surreal, because the tutor was really serious, like we were in a like serious life drawing class.
But it's a hen do.
But the model had totally different ideas.
What do you mean?
The poses that he was doing, he got me up to do a pose with him, but we were all sober. None of us.
Okay.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm interested about the poses thing, because I'm looking currently at the picture that my girlfriend drew. Put this up on Insta, and a lot of people are commenting on the angle that he's managed to get himself into.
I mean, it's quite impressive.
And somehow he's managed to get, as someone put on here, the beans above the frank.
Yes, he totally has.
And
unless she's drawing it wrong.
So, like,
he got me and my friend to like kneel down and then stood behind us holding our hair. It was just...
Fine, sure. But anyway, you managed to capture the form.
Yeah, managed to capture the form and be told how to do it properly by the tutor.
By a really serious person.
Really serious. She didn't crack a smile through the whole thing.
But you know, like, classy cos art.
Do they... Yeah. Do they walk out with clothes on and or are they naked from the outset?
No, then he was naked from the outset and then stayed naked for the like group shot at the end.
And how long before the form was revealed to you?
It was instant. The form was instantly revealed.
Okay, good. All right, well, listen, I mean, a lot of people seem to be doing these on Hindus and that, so, yeah.
Yeah, I framed everybody's pictures and gave them to them at the wedding.
What a lovely gift, and I'm sure that pride of place on the mantelpiece there.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
The mantelpiece that you just mentioned, is that another word for the form, or you actually meant mantelpiece house?
No, I meant it as in the house.
I don't want this to be true, and I hope it isn't. Jim off of Nottingham's been on. He says, I did life classes at college and my girlfriend's mum was the life model.
Oh, my word.
Oh, no. Surely not.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Talk about those life drawing classes. So Joanna Skipton was on a hen do in Liverpool, but the guy that was meant to show up for them to draw didn't show up. So the organiser goes into the local Starbucks around the corner and is like, who wants 200 quid? And asking random men to volunteer to be life drawn. Love that.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, I hate this when it happens.
What's happened?
When you find one of those little short curly hairs on the desk.
I don't know what it is about this place. Like, they're just everywhere.
Right,
it's
right next to where your microphone gets switched on. So I'm just going to try and oik that out with a pen. Hang on. Like, who has hairs that tiny?
Yeah, it's more the question is, like, how do they get there? Like,
tiny thing, look.
Do you know what I mean?
Hang on, come on, here we go. Come on. No, I'm going to have to do pincer movement with paper and pen. Hang on.
Wait, it's grimy in this studio before us, really, isn't it?
Wave that in producer Mark's face.
Yeah.
See, we need to do that game, make Mark gag, because it's really easy.
Yeah. And, well, it's make Mark gag without physically touching him.
Even saying, rub it in his face, we're like, what? Right, so we've been doing a lot of Ghostbuster stuff at the moment. Jen has been on. Doesn't want to come on air, but she wants us to tell the story. So, Ghostbusters is a service for if you've been ghosted by somebody. You've been talking to them, maybe you've met them, and then they just went silent on you, like they don't exist anymore.
I think it can be a very frustrating situation to be in. You can see that they've read your messages. And
it's horrible.
They've just vanished. But then you don't really want to send loads and loads of messages, because by that point, you worry that you're going to look a little bit
over-needy
or desperate. And it's not that. You just kind of want to know, what happened? Why couldn't you just say to my face, you know, this isn't working?
Because it doesn't make sense. Because generally what they're doing is giving out really positive vibes. It's like, oh, I really like you. There's a guy that we had on yesterday that was telling this girl, oh, I'm going to make you fall in love with me and you're not going to go to Australia as a result of it. And then they just do one.
Mm.
So Jen says she was seeing someone for a month and he was always way keener than she was, but she just kind of went along with it to see where it went. Then she says, after one particular date, which went really well, completely ghosted her, Jen was fairly upset and would have rather been told what was going on and what went wrong, but got on with it and moved on with her life. Month or so later, this is classic. It's always like a month or two. Gets a text from him saying, I'm sorry, I feel so bad. I'm a bit of a commitment phobe. I just got really scared by the feelings that I got for you. Yeah, yawn. Anyway, Jen ignored him because he was kind of bringing down her vibe. Then a week later, looks on Instagram. There he is on holiday with his apparent long-term girlfriend in Australia.
Ooh.
And after a week after that, they moved in together.
That sounds terrible. But also interesting that he was kind of saying, look, I'm not good with commitment and stuff like that. Because often when ghosts get back in touch, it's those rubbish excuses that happen that I find really funny. It's like, do you know what? My phone's been broken for about 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, and do you know what? I didn't see your message.
I changed my number.
You
and
did
like...
see my message because there's two ticks next to it.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
My banger today is something that you wish you would have picked but never have.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's more a song with me in mind.
I don't understand why you've never had it. Maybe you have before, but not in my recollection.
All right.
Hello, David.
Hello.
What are you doing right now?
I'm just tidying out my garage.
Tidying out your garage?
Aye.
How much rubbish have you thrown away?
I've not thrown away any yet, but I'm going to get there shortly.
Okay, you're one of them hoarders, aren't you?
I'm not, but the family are.
Right, just chuck some of it away. You're not going to use it.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, all it takes is for you to find that one gem in there that's worth a fortune, goes to the auction house.
Guess what I found?
You know what I mean? Like, multimillionaire.
Guess what I found the other day, which I thought had been lost?
What?
My wolf's head.
Oh, and it would be, yeah, well, I mean, it would be a shame to lose that, wouldn't it?
From Halloween parties past, where I was the big bad wolf. And it's just a head of a wolf. But I do, well, I used to, like, sitting in my bedroom window upstairs and just being a wolf to passers by because it really freaked them out. Not done it for ages, might do it tonight because I found it again. Okay, David, here's what I've got for you. It should have been Chris's song, really.
Oh, big song.
Yeah. Lol. N-dubs Playing With Fire.
Yeah, but featuring Mr. Hudson, right? Huge. I get the impression you're trying to appeal to my base with this kind of song.
So I am. I'm trying to tap into your fan base, hon. So, you weren't expecting me to choose that?
No, Talisa and everything.
Everyone's
amazing.
On it.
Whoa, happy times. All right, you can have that choice, or you can have my banger today, which is this. When I start promising the world to a brand new girl I don't even know yet. Let's think she's wearing my Rolex. Big song. This is Wiley, Wearing My Rolex. She already knows it. This chapter's a lot
better. Close it. Just to look in her eye, so evil. Wiley's a party guy and she knows it.
Yes.
David.
Hi. Hello. It's good. Good choices. Good choices.
Thank
I'll
you.
Give you that.
I think I know what's going to happen here. So does Greg James. He thinks the same.
Whoa.
Just text me.
It's close. It's close.
Is it though?
Oh, it is. It is. But I think it'll have to be N-dubs.
That was not what I was expecting at all. I've never seen Chris enjoy one of my bangers so much after he lost. That's a first.
That was wonderful.
Did you really like that, didn't you?
Well,
got into it.
Like, oh, I don't know. Like, loads of people are saying that was rubbish.
Yeah.
But I thought that was awesome.
I'm going to go off-piste a bit more often, I think, because it definitely gets a reaction. And you know what it is? It's all the memories it brings back to you of you over-revving your car in the Tesco car park in Colney Hatch.
That's exactly what it is, yeah. Yeah. Greg's not sure.
Oh, no, Greg hated it.
No.
But, he's doing it. He's holding his nose and going, whoo, like it really smelt. That was N-dubs. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
You've got everyone on there. You've got Dappy, you've got Talisa, you've got Phaser.
It's got everything. Nah.
Scott Mills. I always get sceptical about this, but Will from Wiltshire says, actually just blown my friend's speaker because we had to turn N-dubs up so much. Do speakers blow anymore?
No.
Oh.
It's a phrase often bandied about by Jason Derulo,
yeah,
isn't
until
it?
Until the speakers
never,
blow.
Never actually happens.
Nah.
But you know what? Bold, false claims like that happen a lot.
They do, yeah. A lot of people saying it was a moment, that N-dubs track. I need to find some more of those. This is Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. I know you're not keen, but it's only a few weeks away. The X Factor final. Christmas. I mean, some people love Christmas like me. Some people will be like, what are you doing? It's November.
I think the tide is turning, though, towards Christmas, as in all the adverts were on at the weekend, I noticed.
I was in Bristol and all the shops, people buying wrapping paper, loads of presents. It's on. Last week, we met up once again with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, two of the biggest stars in the world. Now, we've interviewed them before for our game Playground Insults, which racked up 18 million online views. So we knew it was popular. I said to Will Ferrell when he walked into the room, he was like, oh, thanks for doing last time, and this will be kind of similar. He was like, yeah, the last one did pretty well. So he knows that it was really
popular.
Oh,
yeah, they were talking about it, and we've previously had Will Ferrell on for Innuendo Bingo as well.
Yeah.
So it's open to our ideas.
So because we're not far away from Christmas, and their new film Daddy's Home 2 is a festive movie where they play co-dads again, and then this time their dads come and stay, and hilarity ensues.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a Daddy's Home 3, I think they're going to struggle, aren't they? Because what will it be, great-grandparents?
Yeah. So we decided to introduce Will and Mark to a very British Christmas tradition. We wanted to try something new with them. So Will and Mark sat opposite each other and they've got a huge box of crackers. Christmas crackers. Also in the box, a Christmas card from me and Chris, which Will Ferrell opened and read out.
Dear Mark and Will, we learned recently that the UK has some festive traditions which aren't well known in America. We would like to invite you to take part in the great British family tradition of pulling Christmas crackers and experiencing the joy within. Merry Christmas, love, Scott and Chris. Three hugs.
Three hugs?
Oh, three kisses. Yeah. Wait, are axes?
Kisses.
Kisses. Yeah. Three kisses. Generous. Thank you.
Does no one put three kisses in America either?
It would seem to baffle him on that one.
Three hugs.
Three hugs.
Oh, the baffling gets more and more. Because they've never done this. We wanted to kind of stand back and watch this happen. We didn't want to help them too much. Because it looked like, honestly, they have never done this before in their life. Something that me and you do every Christmas day at the dinner table. Never done it. Listen to how confused Mark Wahlberg is when a small present falls out of the first cracker. And it had paper hats in, which we told them to wear. Need to say, though, these crackers aren't ones that you would maybe open with your gran on Christmas Day. I managed to get some X-rated ones. Don't ask. Check this out.
I got this one
so
here.
So it's first cracker.
I'm going to open it up. Oh, wow, it's some sort of stencil thing.
What we would do at this point, crown. We
would
wear the hats.
Oh, let me put this crown on you. Yeah. There's a bit of trivia in here. What does San Diego mean in German?
Oh, Wales.
Correct.
Yes, we've had to bleep out some of some of this.
If you've seen Anchorman, you'll know what the missing word is there. Yeah.
It was lovely hearing him say that firsthand as well.
They've never even seen a Christmas hat. Like, oh, crowns.
Yeah.
The whole process of pulling a cracker is new to them. This is the first one they properly opened. Listen to how Will Ferrell, not even expecting it to go bang at all, proper scares him.
Poke, poke.
Well, let me hold it, man.
I thought you'd...
Little snap there that we all know and love.
The truth bang thing is weird in crackers. You never question it. The small bang. Unnecessary shock.
Next one, another small gift falls out of the cracker when they open it. Now, it was a small water pistol. You know, like one of those little mini ones you get in a cracker. But we'd actually filled it with some water. What do you do when you see a water pistol? That's right, you immediately spray it in someone's face. So Mark Wahlberg starts spraying Will Ferrell at rapid speed right in the face. And Will starts acting just like he does in his films.
Oh. Oh, it's film. Oh, my God, that's battery acid. Oh,
is it?
Ow!
Oh, sorry.
Oh! Ah!
This is a British gag.
Oh, BBC,
British.
You're
clearly
going down. I'm going to sue the BBC
now.
Wow,
I think they had you sign a little release thing.
No, I didn't sign anything yet.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Should I spray you one more time?
I'm going straight to the Bank of England, before it gets dissolved with Brexit.
He went full Ron Burgundy.
So this next cracker contained a piece of paper with some trivia on. Imagine not having a clue, because they haven't heard of these either, what pigs and blankets are. Don't have them in America. Well, they do, but they don't call them that. And then you had to read this out in a cracker.
Oh, shotgun blast to her.
Frightening when those things go off.
Oh, it's a fingernail clipper.
I feel like my heart skips two beats.
Yeah.
Trivia, what are pigs in the blankets known as in Germany?
Schweinsteinkesteins.
Close.
Yeah.
Weinchen im Schlafrock, which translates to sausages in a dressing gown.
Okay.
Right. So confused.
It was just amazing watching them go through crackers, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's just weird. They're so famous and so rich, and there's like these little cheap presents falling out. They're like, oh, great, a shoehorn. The actual trivia there was, what are pigs in blankets called in Germany? Pigs in dressing gowns is what it translates as. Okay, even more confusion now. A very British joke. And listen to how one of the funniest men in the world, Will Ferrell, really struggles to deliver this joke.
Whoa, hold on, bro. Hold on, wait. Let's put this on your knee. We still use every crown. That's a part of the tradition.
Crown.
This is a joke.
Beautiful.
How will Christmas dinner be different at Brexit?
Mm, No Brussels.
No Brussels.
No Brussels.
Like, no Brussels sprouts, but it's
no,
just
no
Brussels.
No, no Brussels.
Classic.
Belgium.
Right. No, I know, but... Yeah. I love that joke. Put that... Can I hold on
you
to
can
that?
Put that in Daddy's Home. You can put that in Daddy's Home 3. I'm not a good one yet.
Please don't put it in Daddy's Home 3. Next on Radio 1, after David Guetta, Afrojack, Charlie XCX and French Montana, we'll move on to the ruder jokes.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
We met Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg last week and we got them to do something extremely British. Open Christmas crackers, because it's nearly the season. The crackers contained a selection of rude or just rubbish jokes. There is something quite funny about hearing two multi-millionaires getting a little bit excited about the cheap gift that falls out of the cracker. For the next gift in the cracker, there was slight confusion about the gift actually, what it was.
Oh. That is a pot pipe with a hole
looks
in
like
the bottom.
Yeah.
No, it's not. No, that's somebody's Don't do that. If there was a bottom in it, yeah, see that? That's where the...
It's a wine stopper. Oh, it's not a...
It's something
it's
like
not,
that.
It doesn't look like
okay.
My... It doesn't look like my...
Okay.
Right, so Will Ferrell thought it was a bottle stopper, like a wine stopper. Mm. He was about to put it in his mouth and then got corrected by...
Yes, Mark Wahlberg wasn't so sure.
No, he wasn't sure. And this one happened.
Wow. Whoa. Oh, shoehorn.
Oh, shoehorn.
Shoehorn. Nice that we both knew what that was. joke.
Ooh. Yeah.
I've got my girlfriend a wooden leg for Christmas, and it's not her main present.
So oh, that's the punchline?
It's just a stocking filler.
Wow.
That's terrible.
Yeah. The next one, we can't bring you the punchline, not at this time of day anyway, but here's the first bit.
Okay. Oh my God. What do the female reindeers do when they want to have some fun?
This is going to be bad.
This is terrible.
Right?
Yeah, it's like Wahlberg has just seen the punchline. Here's the reaction without playing you the actual punchline.
See?
Cheeky. Dirty, dirty little show.
He called us a dirty little show.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. If you want the punchline, you can watch the video later in full. There will be no edits. That was great. I love that. And it's made me feel that we probably should.
Yeah.
Yes?
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
On the show yesterday, we were talking about the little songs that you sing to yourself when you're doing everyday chores. What's your one that you do when you're getting egg out to cook?
That's right, when I handle the eggs, I shout out to my eggs. You're really quite the egg.
Matt Edmondson, when he's cooking mushrooms, sings, "We are the champignons."
We are the champignons.
Which is rubbish. Alex, what one do you do?
I sing, "Do they really like it? Is it wicked? They're tucking it. We're tucking it like that."
For what?
When making the bed.
Right.
which really winds my girlfriend up.
Is this every time you make the bed?
Yeah.
Do it again for me.
"Do they really like it? Is it wicked?
We're tucking it like this. Rubbish.
It's terrible.
Yeah, that would get annoying after a while.
I like it, but my girlfriend hates it.
You so. Really, really like it.
I really, really like it.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Back tomorrow for a Bumbleo Wednesday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. And after 3, our guest is Big Shaq. Scott Mills.